Come to order. Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez,
Chair. Here.
Representative D. Smith, Vice Chair.
Here.
Representative Thompson, Democrat Ranking Member. Representative Barterman.
Here.
Brannon.
Here.
Byrd.
Here.
Clemens.
Here.
Daly. Girl.
Here.
Engolia. Engoglia. Killebrew.
Yes, ma'am.
Foster.
Here.
LaMarca.
Here.
Roach.
Present.
Silvers.
Here.
Stevenson.
Here.
Tant.
Here.
Valdez. Our quorum is present.
Thank you, Sanjay. All right, members, please remember to silence your phones. We're going to get right into it today. We're going to consider two proposed committee bills implementing the Amendment 12 lobby ban that we have discussed previously here in this committee. Your meeting packet includes a copy of the Article 2 and Article 5 lobbying prohibitions that are effective December 31st of 2022. The first bill that we will be considering is PCB PIEPI 2201, the implementation of the constitutional prohibition against lobbying by a public officer, and it'll be presented by our very own Representative Koster. Representative Koster, you are recognized, young lady.
Thank you, Chair. I appreciate the young comment. That's very nice of you. The 2018 Amendment 12 created Section 8F, Article 2 of the State Constitution, and imposes prohibitions on lobbying by certain public officers during and following their term of service. Section 1 of the PCB provides definitions necessary to the application of the prohibitions. The PCB defines the various terms we workshopped previously on November 1st, during our November 1st committee meeting. Section 2 of the PCB provides for enforcement of these constitutional prohibitions. Specifically, it provides that a violation of the prohibitions are deemed a violation of the Code of Ethics. It also provides specifically that a finding of a violation of the post-employment lobbying prohibition is referred to the governor for imposition of penalties and authorizes one or more of the following penalties: public censure and reprimand, a civil penalty of up to $10,000, and forfeiture of any pecuniary benefits received from illegal lobbying. Both the Attorney General and the Chief Financial Officer are authorized to collect those financial penalties. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative, for that explanation. Member, are there any questions on the explanation of this specific portion? All right, I see that you have an amendment. Representative Koster, you're recognized to explain the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This amendment adds in some additional language to the definition of administrative proceeding. It adds specifically quasi-judicial proceedings under Section 286.0115, subsection 2, and decisions that are subject to judicial review. We think that the bill language as is probably addressed this sufficiently, but this is more of a belt and suspenders approach to address some concerns that were raised. That's the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you for that, Representative. Members, are there any questions on the amendment? All right, seeing none, is there any public testimony?
Wait, I have a quick question.
I'm sorry, go ahead. Representative Tan, you're recognized for a question on
the
amendment.
Thank you. I'm going to snag this for me for a hot second. On the original bill, which I assume is captured in this bill, there's a provision that talks about the legislature or other body that is invested with legislative power or the power to propose revisions to the state constitution. Would that be the Constitutional Revision Commission? What do you mean by that?
Representative, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Can you point me to what you're
reading? It's on page three of seven on the original bill, and then on the amendment, I'm looking for that on the amendment because it's not in the amendment. Thank you. All right, that's helpful because I could not figure out how we would deal with the Constitutional Revision Commission and procurement. Right. So thank you.
Nope, no problem. Any other questions? Representative Valdez, question on the amendment.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I just needed some clarification. I don't know what this verbiage means. What does writ for certiorari mean? What is that in English?
Representative Koster.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I took Latin back in high school, but it's been a long time, so I'm not going to give you necessarily the exact English translation, but basically what it means is if an issue is decided at, let's say, the local government level, a county commission acting as a zoning board makes a decision on a zoning issue. If one of the parties to that dispute doesn't like the zoning board or the county commission's ruling, they can file a writ of certiorari to the circuit court and ask for the circuit court to review the lower, it's not really a court, it's a quasi-judicial proceeding, but the county commission's decision, the circuit court could review that on appeal. So it's basically like an appeal.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the amendment? All right, seeing none. Any public testimony? Seeing none, we're in debate on the amendment. Any members wishing to debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Representative Koster, you may close on your amendment.
I'll waive close, Chair.
Rep. Koster, having closed on her amendment, all in favor say yay. Yay. All opposed, nay. The yeas have it. Show the amendment adopted. Are there any more questions on the bill with the amendment? All right, seeing none, is there any public comment on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there debate, members? Is there debate? All right, seeing none, Rep. Koster, you may close on PCB Pi 2201.
I'll waive close, Chair.
Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Representative Thompson?
Yes.
Representative Barterman?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Daley? Grawl?
Yes.
Ngoglia? Killebrew?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant? Valdez?
Yes.
I'm sorry. Bill
passes. I'm a yes.
Thank you, Sanjay.
That's a yes also.
Thank you, Representative Smith. All right, by your vote, members, PCB Pi 2201 is approved as amended. Thank you, Representative Koster. Let's keep the trains moving here. We're going to go straight into the next PCB. PCB PI PIE 2202. It's the implementation of the constitutional prohibition against lobbying by a former justice or a judge. Representative Koster, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Chair. You essentially explained it. This is essentially the same bill that we just discussed. However, this is the one that applies for former justices or judges. That's the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Member, are there any questions on the bill before we get into an amendment? Representative Valdez, you are recognized.
Thank you very much. Rep. Koster, in reference to this particular, the judges, are there any judges that are not included in this particular section?
Representative Koster.
Family law or, I don't know.
Thank you, Chair. No, it would apply to all former judges or justices.
Members, any other questions before we get into an amendment? All right, seeing none. Representative Koster, let's get into Amendment 1. The floor is yours.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is just a technical amendment that corrects a statutory reference. The original bill that was filed had a misstatement of a section in the Florida statute. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Members, any questions on this technical amendment? All right, seeing none, any public testimony on the amendment? Seeing none, is there any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, Rep. Koster, you may close on your amendment.
I'll waive close, Chair.
Rep. Koster, having closed on her amendment, all in favor say yay.
Yay.
All opposed, nay. The yays have it. Show the amendment adopted. Let's get back on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill as amended, members? Any questions on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there any public testimony on the bill as amended? Seeing none, is there debates, members? Any debate? Seeing none, Rep. Koster, you may close on PCB Pi 2202.
I'll waive close, Chair.
Sanjay, please call the roll.
Representative Perez?
Yes.
Thompson?
Yes.
Barterman?
Yes.
Brannon?
Yes.
Byrd?
Yes.
Clemens?
Yes.
Daley? Grawl?
Yes.
Ngoglia? Killebrew?
Yes.
Koster?
Yes.
LaMarca?
Yes.
Roach?
Yes.
Silvers?
Yes.
Stevenson?
Yes.
Tant?
Yes.
Valdez?
Yes.
Bill passes, sir.
Thank you, Sanjay.
Smith is a yes also.
All right, Colonel. We got David Smith. He's a yes. Thank you, Representative Smith. By your vote, PCB Pi 2201 is approved as amended. Thank you, Representative Koster, for your diligent effort today in presenting both these bills. You did a phenomenal job. And members, upon the motion of Representative Roach, and without objection, the meeting stands adjourned.